Hello, Diane.
Hello.
Hello. Maybe you came on my EFT training course last weekend.
Yeah.
And you had an experience on that training course?
I did, yes.
Maybe you could tell me and the people listening to this tape a little bit about your experience.
Well, I'm very new to EFT. I came very open-minded, didn't know much about it, so I wasn't some person who had lots of knowledge about it. So I came along and I joined in and I learned how to do EFT and was very happy with the process of the weekend. And then one of the mornings I was sat there and I was doing some EFT work, and you yourself was working with another lady, and I was just tapping into my feelings around that issue. I was tapping away and I sort of moved my head and I thought, oh, somebody's really opened the curtain. This is really bright in here. Somebody's let a lot of light in. Now, I'm registered blind and I have a little bit of sight in my left side and nothing, or I had nothing in my right side. And what I was experiencing really was this light coming from the peripheral of the edge of my right eye. And I think I was just in so much shock. I mean, you know, I hadn't really, I used to be a nurse before I lost my sight. So, you know, and medically, I was, should have thought, oh, this is what's happening. But it was just such a strange experience. And, so there was this absolutely astoundingly bright light. It was like trying to look into the sun every time I lifted my head. But what it was there was that little bit of sight coming back in my right eye, so that when it was just so bright. I'd been in darkness for 4 years at that side. So, it was a really, really shock. Everything seemed so bright. I even needed to lend some sunglasses because I just couldn't cope. Even once the blinds were shut in the room, I couldn't cope with the intensity of even of the normal lights. But, you know, after 4 years of darkness, it's a bit like waking up in the morning and somebody just opening the curtain a little bit and it being really bright for you for a while.
Yeah, and how are you now with it? Now you've had a couple of days to adjust to that.
Certainly, the brightness is still there. Beginning to get used to it. Mobility-wise, it was quite strange because, I wasn't used to having that little bit of vision. Strange things like just being on the edge of a road and being able to see the car, just getting glimpses of cars going past is just a major thing in my life. It's got a lot of changing things happening, you know, actually sitting in a meeting and picking up colour and things as well. You know, one of the things I did was sat next to a man and he had a red jumper on. I said, whoa, your jumper's bright. And he laughed because he wears that jumper for work every day, or, you know, a similar colour for work every day. Never really laughing at me because I just never noticed these things because I just didn't see it before.
And I think you told me before, when we talked before, that you said about the peripheral vision and walking down roads and seeing cars.
Mm-hmm.
How's that improved for you?
I mean, everything. Because my left side's got little dots, and you can work out where things are through these little dots. But this, because it's a long line, I think it's just put that little bit of vision I have into HD. It's just suddenly, you know, when you've watched a very old TV and it's all crackly, suddenly I've got a little bit of HD vision going on here. It's so bright for me.
Uh-huh.
The pavements seem bright, you know. I'm quite pleased it's the end of September because, you know, the sun's not quite as bright and it's been quite dull for a few days. I don't know how I'd have managed in the middle of the summer.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, just being able to see this, I just have to keep standing and just take it all in.
Mm-hmm. Has it improved your life in any which way, being having this increased vision, then, would you say?
I just generally think, on top of the increased vision, I mean, obviously I'm ecstatic about that. I've had 12 operations trying to get a bit of vision in the eye, and it's not worked. And, you know, this is sort of, it was, you know, less than 10 minutes, and it was, you know, bits of sights were coming through.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the general emotional well-being around that and the experience of the weekend, and I'm just generally really, really at peace with myself and really happy with myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some of that is a change of emotions in me, and some of that is a change of sight. And just the fact that you can go away for a 3-day course and come home feeling you know, it's worth the weight in gold, just having that little bit of sight.
Yeah. And maybe you could explain how you got the problem, how you went blind, just so that people understand the true degree of this.
I was 38. I had meningitis. I was also diabetic, but I had meningitis. And, you know, it was obviously really, really serious. I was unconscious and, you know, my parents were told, well, you know, 24 hours is a crucial time. You know, if it carries on, then she would probably not survive it even.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came round, I had the diabetic retinopathy in my eyes. It had come very quickly into my eyes as a result of the meningitis. So although people with diabetic retinopathy, it gradually goes over a short period of time, mine was more or less instant.
Mm-hmm.
So I went from, you know, being a practice nurse in a GP surgery, driving a car, having a family, you know, reading bedtime stories and everything, to suddenly having a completely new life, you know, not being able to drive, not being able to read, you know, just generally relearning skills.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I was registered blind, mm-hmm. you know, I'm on the blind register. And I got a guide dog, I've got my white cane.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, you know, where I'm at. So just being given a tiny bit of sight, you can't explain it. It's just from complete darkness at my side to have that little bit of mobility from that side. It's worth its weight in gold, you know, it's priceless.
All right, and just to further add, I think what you told me as well previous was that there is damage to your retina. And
yes, my retinas are absolutely damaged. It's had lots of hemorrhaging over the retinas. Mm-hmm. The retinas are just severely, severely damaged, and that's why, you know, when they've had operations, they've not been able to improve it.
Mm.
So, I mean, one of the things I want to do, and I'm sure you'll at a later date let people know the results of this, but I'm waiting for an appointment to go back to see my consultant. So that, you know, because what they do is they take pictures of the back of your eye.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they can see where the damage is and what's going on. So I have had pictures of my eye, my retina, for medical people.
Mm-hmm.
I've had pictures of done that beforehand, so, you know, I'd be very, very interested to see what, you know, these pictures show up the next time I have a checkup with these.
Absolutely. I think that would be absolutely fascinating. And, you know, I think it would be very interesting to see what that shows now after you've had this experience.
Mm.
So if you were to sum up your experience of EFT itself, what would you say about EFT?
I can't believe it's not been around forever. I'm thinking, wow, it's just, the experience I've had is just overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
From my medical history and my medical work, I look back and I think there's been months and years we've tried to solve a problem, and yet, you know, EFT's got the ability to solve these problems in minutes,
mm-hmm.
or hours, but, you know, not like years.
Yeah. Certainly from your experience, because you never expected any kind of result like this.
I mean, I actually came on the EFT course thinking they're not going to touch my eyes. I've become a little bit, because I've had 12 lots of surgery in the 4 years,
mm-hmm.
and now I'm constantly having checkups and constantly having drops and constantly having all the work. I've come a little bit sort of like, I really don't want this anymore. I just want to get on. And I don't want people touching my eyes and don't want people messing with my eyes anymore. You know, they're where they are. And I think I came with this. I don't really mind what they do with me, but I don't really want them to be healing my eyes, because I've been there, and it's just the whole experience of it is, you know, I think I just sort of, I'd come with my only thing was that, you know, it's a little bit of a too big a thing for somebody to, you know,
yeah.
And from my experience just from the weekend, you know, the too big a things are not really that big when it comes to EFT.
But you realize, I just point out, you realize you only did a few minutes there.
There is other stuff
that you can do, and who knows what
your future
holds. I think
there's still some work to do there. I think some things recite. I think actually if it had all come back at once,
it would have been too much for you.
It would have made me ill.
Yeah.
On the grounds that after that much darkness, it's fair. I mean, if you were in a hospital, they'd gradually produce the light, and you'd be in a darkened room, and, you know, you can't just, you know, even the manors, when they were trapped down in the manors, they come up, they have to cover their eyes.
Yeah, and I think it's probably, I just believe nature knows, and it will bring it back at the right speed.
Yeah, I think, you know.
That's why, you know, I didn't not suggest any more there. Just let you stabilise this, yeah?
Yeah, because, I mean, you could have ended up with me, you know, in the
last
hour, so bandaged up or something.
It's about sensitivity and working with, isn't it?
It certainly is, and I think emotionally it would have been, it could have potentially just blown my emotions by having it all back all of a sudden.
Yeah, so better to go this way, yeah, nice, you know.
I mean, I'm actually quite happy. I know that, you know, there's a... I'm really happy I've got what I've got.
Yeah.
And I know there's potential for it to get better even more.
But it will go as it goes, and who knows?
But, you know, at the flow, at the moment, I'm probably the happiest girl on this earth, so, you know.
That is so wonderful. I will let you go on that, but you have a beautiful evening.
I will do.
Yeah. All right, then. Bye-bye.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm Tanya Prince. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to find out more about EFT or EFT training courses, please visit my website, which is www.eft-courses.co.uk. Thank you and bye-bye.